This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
From the historic campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where the good, the true, and the beautiful are taught, nurtured, and honored, this is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, bringing the activity and education of the college to listeners across the country.
This is your host, Scott Bertram. Welcome to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, part of the Hillsdale College Podcast Network. This week on the program, a tribute and remembrance to Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA and friend to Hillsdale College. Today we'll hear a message from Hillsdale College President Larry Arn as the college mourns the loss of Charlie Kirk. We'll also hear portions of an interview Charlie Kirk gave to a Hillsdale College student at CPAC 2020 outside of Washington, D.C. some 5 years ago as a 26-year-old. We'll hear reaction from students and faculty here on Hillsdale College's campus, and we'll also hear full remarks from Charlie Kirk's lecture on behalf of Hillsdale College in February of 2025 as part of a national leadership seminar in Arizona titled Hitting the Ground Running, the Trump Transition and Early Priorities. All of that coming up in this episode of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. First, we hear from Hillsdale College President Larry Arn and his message as the college mourns the loss of Charlie Kirk.
I want to express the condolences of my wife and me and of all of Hillsdale College to the family, Erica, and the children of Charlie Kirk. Charlie was a friend of mine, and the way he became a friend tells something not so much about what he achieved, which is famous, but how he achieved it and how he deserved to achieve it. I met Charlie when he was 19. He was already becoming famous. So I asked him what he did, and he said he did Turning Point. And I said, what is that? And he said he's going to improve the culture on college campuses. He had this curious mind. He wanted to improve it. He wanted to grow. He had the humility to know that it was important to know and that he didn't. And he had the confidence and assertion to seek to know. And what did he want to know? He wanted to know all the basic things on this earth, and he wanted to know how they reach up to heaven, where he must be now. He was a believer in the Almighty God and a faithful servant of him. It has been no surprise to me then that Charlie would build a massive organization, reaching millions of people. No surprise to me that the 800 or so people who work for him loved to do that, found him an excellent boss. No surprise to me that he would go on college campuses on the day he was shot and address all and sundry under the topic, prove me wrong. No surprise to me that he would be incisive and effective in those arguments. No surprise to me that he was never demeaning of anybody and he never lost his temper. He was a reasonable man. He was a serious man. You get to be that by making yourself that. The wicked man who shot him has to be the worst kind of person, because likely it will prove that he shot him because of his virtues. I'm privileged to know lots and lots of high-minded, intelligent, and serious young people. Charlie is one of the best I ever saw. It's an honor to have known him. The benefits he brought our country will continue. In some ways they will grow because of his martyrdom. I want Eric America to know that we will help her with those children in any way it is in the power of a college to help, and that is some significant way. And I want everybody to stop and pause and think about the good of Charlie Kirk and pray for his family. Thank you.
That was Hillsdale College President Larry Arne and his message as the college mourns the loss of Charlie Kirk, his public funeral set for Sunday, September 21st. A few years ago, Charlie Kirk gave interviews to a Hillsdale College student on Radio Row at CPAC outside of Washington, D.C. in 2019 and 2020, when Charlie was just 25 and 26 years old. Here's a portion of the conversation from 2020. Charlie Kirk talking with then Hillsdale College student Ben Dietrich at CPAC 2020 outside Washington, D.C.
How do you stay close to that mention of truth that you mentioned? You know, I mean, when you have people that maybe don't know a whole lot about conservatism, people that, you know, are coming from all different areas and are joining your circle, you run the risk that sometimes your car can run astray, your boat can run astray. How do you keep them on a steady course?
You have to stay anchored. So we believe America is the greatest country in the history of the world. We believe the Constitution's greatest political document ever written. And what I love is that the left, you know, I'll talk about truth on college campuses, and we'll start with something as simple as natural rights. And you say rights come from God, not from government. And they say, oh, God does not exist. There's no such thing as absolute truth. And I say, you believe that absolutely? I mean, you apply your own logic against itself, then all of a sudden, you're the one that's actually being the hypocrite. So they say, well, there's no such thing as absolute truths. Then how on earth could that be true?
Yeah.
And so there are absolute truths. And this is something that is widely debated. And I know that there's some presence of, you know, secular atheists here. And I think there's plenty of good people that are atheists. However, atheism as a viewpoint, as it bleeds into leftism, becomes very troublesome because it dismisses something that I think is fundamental to the conservative American worldview, which is a belief in a higher power, which is a belief in where we actually get our rights from, that we are created, that we're not an accident, that it's just not some sort of splicing of cells and the roll of dice. And so, yeah, if you want to get really theological about it, we could talk about what truth is, but we don't even have to go that far in our college campus advocacy, because just talking about American exceptionalism, that's basically the parameters where we already get opposition from students. People say, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the country? And that's a hard question to answer. I'd have to be optimistic because of what I do, or else it'd be silly. It'd be an exercise. It'd be a futile exercise. But I have to ask myself the question, though, when it comes to this, when's the left going to stop? And if other countries are any guide, they're not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, we have men who think they are women openly winning weightlifting championships in the IOC.
Olympics.
Will the left stop there? I hope so. And by the way, I want a moderate Democrat Party.
Right.
Because that would be good for the country.
That was Charlie Kirk with then Hillsdale College student Ben Dietrich at CPAC 2020. Throughout today's show, we'll hear from current Hillsdale students and Hillsdale faculty and their reaction to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and in particular, the effect he had on our students and also students and young people across the country. As we head to break, here are two remembrances of the life of Charlie Kirk. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
My name is Peyton Hughes. I'm a senior studying history at Hillsdale College. Charlie Kirk was an innocent man on the right. He wasn't calling for violence. He wasn't calling for hatred. He wasn't anything provocative in the movement. He was a sign for civil discourse. He was a sign for discussion. He was a symbol of true conservative values, of discussion towards truth. I remember in high school, my junior year, I started an activism hub in my local community for Turning Point USA. He wanted to direct people towards Socratic dialogue, where we can have civil discussion on real issues of our day, where we can push each other towards truth without manifesting violence or anything else that pushes us away from each other. What meant the most to me that I've seen the past couple days has been the response. People have posted all over X, all over Instagram, all over social media. Everyone is here to show that Charlie Kirk wasn't just a Republican figure. He was a figure promoting familial values and Christian values to the world. Charlie Kirk focused on the youth, and he focused on bringing the youth back towards traditional Christian and Western values, and I think that's what we can all learn from him.
I'm Nicole Seguiratau. I am from Mission Viejo, California, and I am a junior at Hillsdale College. I have always been into politics, but I really developed more of an interest after starting listening to Charlie Kirk, which was around COVID. One of my friends had sent me a podcast episode from him, and I listened and was just so amazed at how knowledgeable Charlie was, and I was hooked. So I listened to him basically every day all throughout high school, and I learned so much from him. I think he was such a powerful voice and really impacted so many young people. He just had a way of communicating to them specifically, and he exercised his free speech and was just such a strong believer in Christ and overall just an amazing man and human being. Charlie, you will be remembered, and you've had such a wonderful impact on so many people.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at laukslandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
shasta.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm Scott Bertram. Today on the program, we pay tribute to the life of the late Charlie Kirk. Charlie spoke on behalf of Hillsdale College earlier this year in February at a national leadership seminar conference in Arizona. He gave a lecture titled, Hitting the Ground Running, the Trump Transition and Early Priorities. We present that lecture to you now. You can find video of the full lecture at Hillsdale College's Freedom Library online at freedomlibrary.hillsdale.edu. Here now, Charlie Kirk, as he begins by referencing Hillsdale College's online courses, some of which Charlie took during his life.
As you take these courses, you realize how little our own elected leaders know about the country that they're supposed to be protecting and they're defending. How little the people that go on TV and start yammering about, you know, we're all about freedom and liberty, and they can't tell you anything about the structure or the form of the U.S. Constitution or what we're fighting for. And I think we're finding our way back as a country. I think that we are finding our way back to foundational roots. And part of that, by the way, is being driven by one of the most unusual forces, which is that this is a bottom-up, youth-led political movement. That if you look at every single demographic in the 2024 election, the one that moved most dramatically and surprisingly were voters under the age of 30. These are people that traditionally would be card-carrying members of the American left. Now, Donald Trump did not win the youth vote in every single state. And I will tell you one state he won the youth vote in. I give Dr. Arnn all the credit. He did win the youth vote in Michigan. It's true. It's 100% real. Donald Trump won the youth vote in Michigan. But all kidding aside, this movement of young people is largely driven by them being raised in the excesses of what we call wokeism, the kind of political correctness of totalitarian impulses of political correctness, and a resurgence, some of what the work we've done at Turning Point, but talking to the next generation about what kind of country do you actually want to live in? Do you want to be able to own a home, get married, and have kids? Or do you want to just stare at a screen all day long and be an indentured Russian serf and never own anything for the rest of your life? And President Trump, to his great credit, ran an asymmetrical political operation that defied every single norm and custom of the political consultant elite over the last 30 years. He did podcasting instead of 60-minute interviews. He went and did TikTok videos instead of New York Times editorial sit-down meetings. He said, no one reads the New York Times, but people do watch TikTok videos. And in an amazing way, President Donald Trump performed the best that a Republican president has performed with younger voters in over 50 years. 50 years. And this is a bottom-up resurgence where now, of every demographic, they say, do you approve or disapprove of Donald Trump? Baby boomers, no offense, they're not really crazy about what's happening in D.C. Do you know who is the most supportive of what's happening right now in Washington, D.C.? Voters under 30. And I'll tell you, it makes perfect sense, by the way. It's because they think the entire system, top to bottom, is wretched to the core and is a tumor that must be removed, and we must start from the beginning because it's not working for them. Because they can't afford homes, and they're seeing themselves involved in the most suicidal, depressed, anxious, and alcohol-addicted generation in history, and they want the same American dream that their parents and grandparents had. And so we saw this in this last election. I personally was able to witness it. Our videos did billions of views. We registered tens of thousands of voters here in Arizona, where we had over 1,000 full-time people on the ground. We chased well over 200,000 ballots for President Donald Trump, and I just have to brag, Arizona, best performing swing state, won by 5.5 points. So thank you for all the Arizona faithful that worked so hard. Pretty awesome. But all of that has now led to the ultimate question, which, of course, we all see what President Trump has done in just the last couple of weeks. President Trump is doing so much, the Democrats can't remember why they're mad at him. Wait, I'm mad. Why? I don't know. He's getting rid of this thing and signing this thing. Full court offense. Shock and awe. It is time for us to overwhelm the left. You see, President Trump had a decision to make. He could do the kind of typical second term thing and wait for his legislative priorities and sign a couple proclamations to rename some post offices. President Donald Trump is going after one of the most ambitious reclamations of a republic in the history of the species. We've never seen anything like it. Now, of course, we know the executive order saying there'll be no more DEI in federal agencies, no more DEI in our military. We know that he's doing drill, baby, drill. We know that he's closing the southern border. And by the way, did you see the recent numbers in just the last couple of days? So it's worth repeating if you haven't. In the last couple of days of Joe Biden being president, 11,000 people were crossing a day into our country. Yesterday, 142 people. That's too many. Stop applauding. It's too many. We gotta go to zero. But yes, that's a 98% decrease. Which, by the way, goes to show that open borders is a choice. You didn't need a Senate bipartisan bill. You didn't need some sort of committee. Joe Biden wanted the borders to be open, and he wanted us to have this flow of people from another country. President Donald Trump made a decision that, no, actually, nation is defined by its borders. We're going to have sovereignty, and if you want to come to this country, come the right way, but we're not going to allow you to just waltz across the Rio Grande Valley and get the same benefits as someone who's a U.S. passport holder. We're not going to put up with that anymore. And that is a moral argument at its core. Now, we know about Bobby Kennedy, who's now HHS Secretary, Kash Patel, who's about to be FBI Director, Tulsi Gabbard. My favorite executive order, by the way, is President Trump putting an end to the gender transitions called chemical castration for our kids, preventing the medical butchery that has been happening. All the incredible pardons of pro-life warriors, the recommission of the 1776 commission that Dr. Arne chaired last time, ending the wars. And how amazing is his team, from Marco Rubio today in Saudi Arabia, J.D. Vance in Munich, that was a 10 out of 10 speech. We got Scott Bessent in Ukraine. We got Pete Hegseth doing PT with the Marines at 5 a.m., where we had that slob Mark Milley who couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs, or Lloyd Austin that would get out of breath just for standing out of his chair. We got Pete Hegseth, who's literally running miles with Marines and Navy SEALs before the sun gets up in Poland. A new administration is here, and all of this is worthy of celebration, but it does not get down to the core of the matter. It does not get down to what is the big and the looming fight. And I'm only able to articulate this because of Hillsdale College. Because most people on TV are missing what's really going on here. They're missing what is going to be the republic-determining element of this entire thing. And it comes down to three major questions, big questions, that are being debated in the media, but they're not getting down to the meat of the matter. The first of which is so simple, and you can ask my daughter, who's 2.5 years old, and she knows the answer to this question. How many branches of government are there? Pretty simple. We all know three. Yes, thank you. That's right. Good answer. Yes, there's 7 articles of the Constitution. And yes, we can go through all that. But yes, there's 3 branches of government. Oh, easy answer. Is it really that easy? Are there 3 branches of the government? What Dr. Arne has been saying for as longer than I have been alive, and has been trying to get the American public to realize and recognize, that there has been an invisible, unelected, unknown branch of government that has been operating unconstitutionally post Woodrow Wilson, and no one has had the moral clarity, the mandate, or the gusto to even mention it, let alone challenge it, let alone deconstruct it. And we can call that the administrative state. We can call that the shadow government, the deep state. All of those are correct answers, by the way.
We are listening to Charlie Kirk and his speech at Hillsdale College's National Leadership Seminar from earlier this year. We will continue with more in just a moment. This is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm Scott Bertram. Thank you for joining us for this tribute to the life of Charlie Kirk. We continue listening back to his speech from earlier this year at a Hillsdale College National Leadership Seminar titled Hitting the Ground Running, the Trump Transition and Early Priorities, picking up where Charlie Kirk was telling us about the fourth invisible unelected branch of government, the deep state, the shadow government. Charlie Kirk continues now.
But understand the profundity of President Donald Trump saying, okay, JFK started USAID by an executive order. I can end USAID by an executive order. You serve at the pleasure of the president. And then they say, well, no, you can't do that. Hold on. But which branch of the three does that fall under? It falls under Article 2, which goes into one of the other more fundamental questions. You see, what's been grown like a cancer over the last 100 years is this fourth branch of government. And you can see this in some of the reporting on the Department of Justice and the FBI in particular. Anytime you hear this, you should press pause and tell your friend, nope, nope, and you should cancel this out of your thought when they say, oh, that's an independent agency. No, it's not, actually. There's no such thing as an independent agency. Answers to the pleasure of the president, period, end of story. The FBI is not independent. Now, the president could be as provocative, he'd get impeached if he does this, but it would be perfectly constitutional if he asked the FBI director to look at every pending case the FBI is looking into. Perfectly constitutional. If he looked at everything the DOJ is doing, it's perfectly constitutional. The DOJ does not operate on a special island. I must have missed that in the Hillsdale Online course, Federalist Papers course, where Alexander Hamilton was going on talking about, well, the Attorney General's kind of its own president, and the FBI kind of does its own thing. And guess what? President Trump does not know this. He knows this philosophically, but he knows it personally. Because that fourth branch of government destroyed his first term, was the reason he did not get reelected in 2020, and is the reason why he faced 700 years in federal prison. President Donald Trump is counterattacking the fourth branch of government that tried to stop him over the last decade. This is the fourth branch that waged war on the sovereign. And that is the key. So the next, the big question, that's the big question. How many branches of government are there? Okay, that's fine. The next big question, though, is, well, who is the sovereign exactly? Who's in charge of this place? Do you notice that when we fire a federal worker, it's like we're going to fire, like, the Archbishop of Phoenix or something? Like, it's, like, unbelievable. Like, they're totally untouchable. Who made them that they are in some sort of holy realm that we can't ask the question, well, what do you do here? Why do you exist? What is your job? You can't say that. No, instead, we have to act as if they're the untouchables. Literally. And if you listen to the media coverage carefully, it's like, we work for them. But no, it's not the other way. They work for us. Because our document starts morally clear, we the people of the United States. Not the we, the USAID, you know, purple-haired jihadis that are sending money to Kazakhstan to trans the kids, right? That's not how it works, actually. And these sound like such fundamental, basic questions, but we're about to get down to the root of the matter. You know why? Because our leaders have prolonged the inevitable for decades. George W. Bush did not have the moral clarity or the gusto to pick this fight. In fact, he grew the Leviathan and grew the administrative state. We have new agencies because of Republican presidents. So this has been a fight that has been delayed for far too long, and this is where it is all heading. And so when it comes down to who is the sovereign, it comes down to, well, we the American people elected a president to be able to do the job. And it still baffles the mind where I hear in some of these meetings when I'm in D.C., well, you can't fire these federal workers. You can put them on administrative leave. And how many of you guys in your corporate career or you run a business, what could ever operate that way? Nothing. And yet we put the federal government in a completely different bucket for no good constitutional reason. And then that goes to the final question and really the big question that ties to the other two, which is the president in charge of the executive branch? And this is known as the vesting clause of Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which is all authority is invested in a president. That's it. And so, yes, the president has the authority to say, USA, that you go anywhere. He has the authority to send Elon Musk like a Tomahawk missile into every single federal agency. By the way, how entertaining is this? It's like one of the greatest things ever. I want you to understand what's going on here is that you have Elon, who I just have grown to just adore. He's become a friend. I think that when the history books are written, he's going to go down as one of the most interesting, consequential, business titan, political figures ever to exist. So here's a guy that has more money than he could ever imagine. He could buy Spain. Literally, you look it up, he could buy Spain, okay? Not a joke. Like, I think the GDP of Spain is like $150 billion. He could just, you know, buy it. And he's literally sleeping on the floor of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. And it's not just him. Here's the best part. He has this platoon of these super geniuses. And I mean like super geniuses. I mean, these guys make Mensa look like, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. And he'll walk into these federal agencies and he'll be like, where are the passwords? How do you send an email? How do you do the accounting? Has anyone ever looked at the books here? Just one example, he did the Social Security kind of peripheral audit. That there's like 140-year-olds still getting Social Security checks. I can just see the New York Times art, you know, headline, Elon Musk so cruel, cuts off payments to 140-year-olds. You know, just and see the headline right now. How dare he? So, but Elon Musk is getting down to the heart of the matter. Why? It's so simple. Elon Musk sees the world very clearly because Elon Musk has actually built things. And so for him, it does not compute. It's like a failure to launch in his mind. Where if at Tesla, if he wants to get rid of 10,000 people, he can get rid of 10,000 people. At SpaceX, if he wants to get rid of a bad employee, he can get rid of a bad employee. In DC, you get rid of bad employees by putting them in charge of the CDC and running all of your public health guidelines. You fail upwards. That's what you do. You actually ascend by failure. It's the gravitational pull in the wrong direction. And so it is a cultural sea change top to bottom that we are experiencing. And they're going to fight with everything they possibly can. If you think they fought hard to prevent President Trump from reobtaining office, this is way worse than they actually thought this was going to go. They thought it would be like mass deportations. Notice that, like, no one's talking about that anymore. Yeah, sure, take them, go away, go. But this Doge thing. It's like all the controversial stuff that we thought was going to be big fights kind of gets go on the you know, extras. By the way, it's a brilliant strategy by President Trump, might I add, because everyone's talking more about Elon than President Trump, and President Trump is able to kind of not be attacked for the first time in a decade. It's pretty smart, right? And Elon, I think, feeds off of it. It's like a life force thing to him. The whole thing is just phenomenal. And so, but the reason they're fighting so hard on Doge and on what we are experiencing is we actually have a chance to do the thing that people thought that could never get done. Which is, we actually have a chance to reorient the ship back to the founder's intent. To restore the three branches of government. To articulate what Article 2 actually is. And I think we have a shot at doing it. Article 1 is the hardest because Congress is a disaster. But I think the Supreme Court is actually willing to hear this out for the first time in a generation. I think the Supreme Court is now willing to hear the arguments. What do you mean you're an independent agency? No, you're not an independent agency. You serve under Article 2.
We're listening to Charlie Kirk from earlier this year at a national leadership seminar for Hillsdale College in Arizona. We continue with our tribute to Charlie Kirk in just a moment here on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
I'm Professor Wilfred McClay, Department of History. It's a great loss, but the thing also I would want to emphasize is he was a wonderful person. You probably see things in social media and elsewhere about this, but it's... I'm here to tell you it's true. He was very, he wasn't all hung up on himself. And he had a sweetness about him. I'm trying to avoid that word because it makes him sound sort of wimpy. But no, he had a sweetness of his temperament and a genuine love of people, which I think stemmed in large measure from his Christian faith, that he was an evangelist for the goodness of America. But undergirding it was his commitment to the goodness of Christ. He was just an all-around good guy, and it breaks my heart that he's gone.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite-tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history.
Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Show your support for Turtle Bay at Caffeinate for a Cause. This Thursday, September 25th, stop by any local Dutch Bros from 7 to 9 a.m. or 2 to 4 p.m. You'll see honorary baristas from local businesses collecting tips for Turtle Bay. Get an up-close look at some amazing animals, from turtles and reptiles to birds, even a skunk. Here's the best part. $1 from every drink sold, plus all tips, goes directly to Turtle Bay's animals, education programs, exhibitions, and more. So grab your favorite drink this Thursday at Dutch Bros at Caffeinate for a Cause.
We're back on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I'm Scott Bertram. Thank you for joining us for our tribute to the late Charlie Kirk. We're listening back to a speech that Charlie gave at a national leadership seminar for Hillsdale College in February of 2025. It's titled, Hitting the Ground Running, the Trump Transition and Early Priorities. Here, the conclusion of Charlie Kirk's speech.
I think the Supreme Court is now willing to hear the arguments. What do you mean you're an independent agency? No, you're not an independent agency. You serve under Article 2. And we've seen with some decisions, the Chevron deference decision, the EPA decision, the courts are signaling that they're ready for these monumental type cases. And what that means, everybody, is that the administrative state Leviathan, this regime that has been swallowing our freedom and liberty post Woodrow Wilson, for the first time, we can reverse it. We can go back to where we came from. But it's not just going to happen because of one election. It will only happen with a free citizenry demanding it out of your leaders with vocal support on a daily basis, educating the masses of what's really going on. And I believe we have a shot at doing it because we're able to communicate to millions of people in a moment's notice without having to go through the Washington Post. I'm able to open my phone right now. I could tweet to millions of people or post something on Instagram or Facebook without any of the guardians or the censors. Elon Musk is able to do these X spaces at midnight where he's just rambling for a couple hours about all the things, like going through documents, talking about all the waste that he found, and literally like 5 million people are listening to these things. That's more than the CNN airport audiences for a decade. And he just goes through this stuff because now we can go direct to consumer. But let me clarify that. We can go direct to citizen. And that's the true revolution that's occurring, is that we are taking the bold and courageous move that is going to put a lot of people's lives and fortunes and sacred honors at risk to say, subject no more, citizen. Because we have lived as subjects for the last couple of years. Whether we realize that or not, we have not been citizens, which is co-rulers or co-authorities of our own nation. And that's where the Trump thing gets way bigger than Trump. And honestly, God bless this guy for being the man in the arena that Teddy Roosevelt has always talked about, having the courage and the stamina. God bless him for not taking the deal where they said, you know, don't run for president, just being kingmaker, and doubling down, getting shot, his whole business empire nearly taken from him, and now getting into what is the most high-stakes fight constitutionally, morally, and civilizationally. And you guys know this. Europe is not going to save a free society. Europe is gone. It's a husk of its former self. We got the Chinese Communist Party rising up. If it's not us, it's nobody. As Dr. Arnott said, it is the last best hope. And it's only us if we can actually win the domestic war first. If we can restrain this beast that has been slowly taking over every one of our ways of life over the last couple decades and especially the last 100 years. And then I want to talk about one other thing about this, and then we can do, I think I said questions at some point, I don't know the format. is this, which is that I'm a big believer in God's providence over our nation. I believe that God has his hand on Donald Trump, and I believe that God has his hand on this country. I really believe that. And I believe that, as the founders did, that there is a providential element to all of this. And I remember after Donald Trump was displaced from office in the 2020 election, we were all like, is the country over? And we believed through faith, as it says in Romans 8:28, that God will use all things for good for those who love him, that maybe there is a plan here that we don't understand. And I know a lot of you know this, and few people say it publicly, but I think it's worthy of a teaching to our kids, especially because we thought it was the worst thing. But now we look back, we say, honestly, exile might have been really good for us. Those 4 years off might have actually been grace, not judgment. Like those 4 years where we weren't in control of everything actually made us stronger and tougher, made us have more resolve, made us find out what we're really made out of, made us shrink our ranks away from the people that were summer soldiers, that were sunshine patriots. Go. We told those people, go away, we'll call you back when everything's fixed. I think President Trump in exile, when he faced the entire power of the federal government, became a stronger person. And not just him, but his senior staff that was around him. This whole team, they were around the table in Bedminster, New Jersey. I was not there, but I know about it very, very intimately. When President Donald Trump was joking and playing Phantom of the Opera, drinking Diet Coke, when all of a sudden his phone rang and they said, you're indicted. And in that moment, I mean, it's never happened before in American history. And then this avalanche of indictments came after that. And Jack Smith launched, you know, the lunatic thing. And his staff had a choice. Do you jump ship or do you lean in? I think that's a lesser appreciated element of all this, is the people that stood by him, his inner team. Because people say, Charlie, how are they so well prepared for all of this? Who is doing all this work? Who's really in charge? Okay, Trump's in charge, okay? But he's empowered the people, his lieutenants, that were around him when he got that phone call in Bedminster, New Jersey. He's empowered the people that were around him when his arraignment was read to him. And he said, if we ever get power back, you know what to do. You're going to listen to the voters, and we're going to go 10 out of 10 velocity right out of the gate. What you are seeing is the pent up of an entire community of people, about a couple dozen people, that saw their boss get shot, that saw the president and our entire country, in my personal opinion, literally come millimeters away from the country disintegrating into chaos, oblivion, and discord, or what, I hate to say civil war, but I think we all know that it might have gone to that. And it makes us really consider, as the history books are written, that, boy, the Democrats should have let us win in 2020. That them doing what they did in the 2020 election, Zucker boxes, mail-in ballots, might go down as one of the dumbest things the Democrat Party has ever done. Because what they have to reap right now is a completely different conservative movement. It is completely different. It is 3.0. It is one that plays to win. It is one that is well-staffed. It is one that understands the odds and the stakes. And we saw what we were up against. We saw it intimately. And we looked over the abyss. We said, no thanks. We're going to go back to restore this beautiful country that we love. And that's where all of this comes together. And I believe you guys have an obligation to continue to support Hillsdale College, to fight for a free society, because that's really where this is all going to be connected. My role these next couple of years, I'm not going in government. I have no role in the government. I'm an advisor. I'm a friend. I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. I'm going to keep on doing the grassroots movement with young people. Most importantly, I'm going to keep on trying to keep people informed of what's happening here so that this thrust, this moment does not get lost. Because this is a once-in-many-lifetimes opportunity, a moment to reclaim what has been given to us that we did not earn, that we do not deserve, to get us back on the path of the divine providence that the founders talked about in our birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. And it's only possible, in my opinion, thanks to Hillsdale College and all the work that you guys do here. Thank you, and let's do questions if time allows. Thank you.
That was the late Charlie Kirk from February of 2025 at a Hillsdale College National Leadership Seminar, his speech, Hitting the Ground Running, the Trump Transition, and Early Priorities. If you want to see that speech, you can find it at Hillsdale College's Freedom Library. We thank you for listening to this tribute to our friend Charlie Kirk. We will miss him. The country will miss him. We close this episode of the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour by hearing a few more tributes and remembrances from Hillsdale College students about how Charlie Kirk affected them and Americans all across this great country.
My name is Patrick Hamilton. I am a senior here at Hillsdale College, and I study financial management in German. The thing I always remember Charlie for is that he was a man of faith. He was never silent, and he glorified God in everything that he did. And the effects that he had on me is that he called me and so many other young people and just Americans in general to live a life of courage. And he talks about courage is doing the right thing when you don't know how it's going to work out. It is committing yourself to the correct course of action regardless of the cost associated to it. And he gave his life as a courageous man.
I'm Addison Randall. I am a senior here at Hillsdale College, and I'm from McCook, Nebraska. I don't pretend to be able to articulate what a blow Charlie Kirk's death is to our country, to the conservative movement. Charlie was singular in his ability to communicate the conservative viewpoint, to talk to people on the other side of the aisle and have really good conversations that actually moved the dial forward on these political discussions. And I think that's part of what makes his death so jarring, is because he wasn't one of the violent rhetoricians. He was really interested in having conversations. But first and foremost, his legacy as a strong Christian, as a brother in Christ, it's everything that young people at our generation should be trying to emulate, should be looking up to. I grieve for our country that we will no longer have him as a voice, but I am consoled by the fact that I know Charlie is with his Savior right now, and that his legacy will continue, and that this will bolster the movement. And it just makes me sad that this had to happen for us to get to this point.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Redding Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Redding September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at RedingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Redding Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.